Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side. We are talking from the 805 right now, and our show is all about the brighter side of life. And, you know, I'm telling you, that's what we talk about here today. We've actually had a full day of food and really healthy living. And Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
How about you, Sherry?
Fantastic this afternoon.
Tom?
Everything's well over here. Lots of big prizes to give away.
I know. So before we do that, let's give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number that you can leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you, and you can win. We've got so many great things that we are promoting and teaming up with. So you want to mention a couple of them?
Well, we can start off with Hal Conklin and a big presentation that's coming up, Movies That Matter with Hal Conklin. This is Invictus. Nelson Mandela, in his first term as the South African president, initiates a unique venture to unite the apartheid-torn land, enlists the national rugby team on a mission to win the 1995 Rugby World Cup. This was directed by none other than Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Matt Damon, and other stars that you know well. But Morgan Freeman, along with Matt Damon, I've heard great things about this movie.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really terrific. Good. That's over at the Granada Theater.
Yeah,
and
very,
so
very
definitely
good.
Get over there and tell them that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show.
We also have at the Fred Cavalli Theater in Thousand Oaks, Camelot, which moves on to Santa Barbara, the Granada Theater. Great show. We have tickets for that. Shen Yun is going to be more percussion at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. A gong sounds familiar for 5,000 years. That's 5,000-year-old Chinese instruments. It's a Western orchestra, 40-piece. That's going to be incredible. The holiday ice rink skates on at the lakes in Thousand Oaks. And we also have the Rubicon Theater with the last 5 years. One of my favorites, Stomp at the Fred Cavalli Theater in T.O. and the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
There you go. Let's start off with a couple tickets to the ice skating rink over at the Thousand Oaks, and we can check that out over at the lake.
That's
there.
Really fun. It's
I
very
know.
Festive, and
it
there's
is.
All the restaurants
yeah,
right there.
So it's going
really
on a
nice
little
night.
Longer, and we've got tickets to that. I do want to remind you of we are expanding here on the Kim Pagano Show. You can listen to all of our shows now online at dynamictalkradio.com. And that is our 6 to 7, but we have a surprise. We are growing, and we are 7 to 8 now too, and then again we have our 2 to 3. Also, if you have something that you want us to spread the word about, give us a call. That same number, 419-0008, or you can give us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. if you've missed any part of our shows and you want to go back and listen to them, you can always listen on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Also, joining us today, we've got Brenda Watson, and she's the author of Skinny Gut Diet, and it's all about balancing your digestive system with a permanent weight loss. Can you tell where my mind is? This is how
I know,
you
right?
know.
This is how yeah. we start our January.
I know. Then we have Karen Konog, and she's going to be talking about outsmarting overeating, boost your life skills, and your food problems. And then JJ Virgin, I don't know if you've ever seen her or heard about her. She's been on my show before. She's one of my favorites. I already have a couple of her books, but this is her new one, and it's JJ Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet. Drop 7 hidden sugars and lose up to 10 pounds in just 2 weeks.
Wow, that's yeah. Well, sugar is definitely not our friend, especially as we get older.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So anyways, I'm really excited. Let's bring Brenda on. Brenda Watson, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805, The Kim Pagano Show.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a nutritionist. I have been in sort of the alternative medicine field for 25 years, so a long, long time. And as I got started in that along that path due to my own health problems, I started just focusing mostly with people on the digestive system and the gut. So I've written about 7 books and do PBS shows. But this book here happened because I started looking at the research and on gut bacteria and the science that was out on it, and started in 2004. And what they found was, you know, we have 100 trillion bacteria in our digestive tract, and we have 10 times more bacteria than we do cells in the body. So it's, you know, 90% bacteria cells and 10% of us are human cells. So as a result of that, they studied what happened originally when they put the bacteria from a fat or overweight obese animal into a lean one back in 2004, and that lean animal got fat. So they thought, huh, there's something to this. So as a result of that, they began to do human studies. And then in 2013, being that I've always written and practiced around the gut, I decided to recruit a group of people because I do testing to see what's going on inside the gut all the time with people.
Hi, yeah. Brenda. This is Sherry. I have a question.
Yeah.
Does bloating have anything to do with the gut problem?
Well, yeah, bloating is an issue that comes when the gut bacteria is out of balance also. That's one of the symptoms. A lot of the people I recruited that wanted to lose weight, I had about 12 people, all of them had some kind of digestive problem.
So what is the trick to this IBS issue? I hear a lot about that. You know, I'm a therapist, and sometimes, you know, that is what occurs is people can't let go, and part of that issue is having this IBS problem.
Well,
I don't know how else to say it in a way that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just put it out there.
Well, I think IBS is so different for everybody. I mean, some people can have constipation and cramping, and so it's all over the board. And a lot of it, most of it comes from the food they're eating, is what I found over the years. And it comes from, they're probably sensitive to something they're eating, and most people don't want to think that. They're like, oh, I don't eat that so much. But when you look at it, really, they are, whether it is gluten or dairy or one of those types of allergenic foods. But IBS is managed many times by finding out what the person is lacking. So is it, you know, we tend to just blanket everything with fiber, and I want to say fiber is very important. But many times what I found in working with IBS, they're just irritated and they have leaky gut. So what we have to do is, like, get the gut bacteria levels high again, get that lining in the gut rebuilding itself because it's inflamed. And that's really, when you say irritable bowel, it means that the digestive tract is irritated. Wow. You know what I mean?
Well, what I want to ask you is, you know, you think that fruits and vegetables are really healthy for you, but you say we should actually avoid some of them. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's what I always want to know, like, right away. What should I avoid and what should I have?
Yeah, give
that's
me like, down yeah, to
give
the
me right
yeah,
down
keep it simple.
Well, when you're trying to lose weight, you should do low-sugar fruits, and that's usually berries, any type of strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, apples, Granny Smith apples, those are great. Once you get to your goal weight, then you can bring in some more of the high-sugar fruits, pineapples, papayas, those types. But if you look at low-sugar fruits, which is what I start people out with, that's your berry groups and apples.
And what about grapefruit?
Sometimes, but not, it is, you wouldn't believe it, but it has a higher fiber count, but it is higher in sugar than most of the berry groups.
Wow. Okay. So when you say, so they have, it's real sugar though, right? I mean, what about tangerines or bananas?
Bananas are the highest sugar of any fruit.
They are, yeah. So that's the problem.
Especially if you dip them in chocolate and roll them in nuts.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
I couldn't help myself.
I love it. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. We've got Sherry here and Jennifer and Tom and myself, and we're talking with Brenda Watson. We're talking about that skinny gut diet. How did you come up with that?
Well, you mean the name? Well, actually, we just kind of sort of brainstormed it, and because I named the bacteria that makes us lose weight as the B skinny bacteria, and then the bacteria in our gut that makes us fat, the fat bacteria, we liked the name skinny, so we thought, oh, we'll call it the skinny gut diet.
So what is the B skinny? What do you mean by that, the bacteria?
There is a group of bacteria called, I'm going to give you a technical name, okay. Bacteroidetes.
Okay.
We all have it. That's the good classification of good bacteria that I call the B skinny bacteria, because if you have high levels of that, it feeds on fiber, so it replicates and, you know, makes digestive enzymes for you, and it's one of the bacteria that really keep, they found in people who are lean have a high amount of that particular.
How do I get
group.
More?
I know. Where do we buy
where
that?
Where do we buy that?
You can't buy it. You actually eat, you get it from fibrous foods. You get it from food.
We do want instant fixes.
I know,
don't
we do.
Yeah.
And but you know, you do the probiotics that you purchase can help with it. But
I have to ask you about probiotics. I don't really understand that at all. I mean, you know, I bought some and then I was like, okay, what do I do with this? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, probiotics are, of course, the friendly bacteria. Most of the time you want to, there's two kinds with Lactobacillus and Bifido. You have 10 times more Bifidobacteria is the friendly bacteria in your colon. So when you look at a supplement, you want to make sure that if you look at the side panel facts, you want to make sure it has more of the Bifido than the Lacto. And you want to see about 10 or 12 strains of the Lacto and the Bifido on the side, because you've got 100 trillion bacteria, and if you just use one or two strains, it doesn't have the ability to affect much, is what we found. And like I said, I do stool testing all the time, so I see this every day. But the Lacto is the main friendly bacteria in the small intestine, and Bifido is the main friendly bacteria in the colon. So those are the two kinds you'll see in a probiotic supplement. And again, you want higher Bifido, and you want high culture counts, at least starting somewhere in the 30 to 50 billion per capsule culture count.
Okay. And so do you start taking them for every day?
Take them every day, because good bacteria gets...
I go up and down, you know. I'll take them, and then I won't.
Do you see a difference when you take them?
I probably don't do it regularly enough to really see
the difference.
Yeah,
so you need to be regular, right, Brenda?
Yeah, because it makes B vitamins and enzymes, and it produces vitamin K. I mean, they do a lot for you. They you know, protect your immunity, and they're really, especially this time of year, I would be taking one every day.
Really? Now, do you take a liquid or a pill?
The capsules are better. I would say capsules are better.
Capsules.
Liquid, it's very difficult for bacteria to live in a liquid. Seriously, it's like, that's very hard.
Oh. I had some chews. Oh, how about chewies? I love the chewy vitamins.
You just have to look at the panel facts and
make
sure
it's potent. Do you have a name that we can look at?
Huh?
Do you have a name?
One that you like? That
you can go into any health food store and go into the refrigerated section.
Okay.
And there's all different companies there. Ultimate Flora is a good one. There's other companies in there, but just go into the refrigerated section of the health food store.
Okay. And you want it to be high, more bif, what do you, how did you call it?
More Bifido than Lacto.
Okay.
At least I would say 50 billion cultures per capsule.
Okay. All right.
And I would look, I'd look for a delayed release capsule. Because the stomach acid kills a lot of it.
Okay.
Before it gets down there.
What about like foggy brain? I know we're talking about the gut here, but I sometimes struggle with this like fogginess, and I'm wondering. I'm sure it's
my diet. That's totally related to your gut.
Really?
So how do we?
Absolutely.
I know, because
where are you located?
I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Because we talk about serotonin lives in our gut. So what are some ways we can improve that fogginess so we're not feeling
it? I think one, lowering sugar, like you were talking about, is the big one. And then making sure you don't have any, you know, overgrowth of candida or yeast. That's really what causes a lot of the brain fog. And once you start, like with the Skinny Gut Diet Program, once you start that eating and lower the sugar, and lower the sugar fruits, you'll stop having the brain fog. All my people that were in the group had brain fog.
Really? It's a community thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How do you decrease yeast?
Yeah, how do we deep?
Well, you can do it with, you can try probiotics in the beginning and take it and see if that helps. If it's a higher or stronger yeast, you may have to go into the health food store and ask them for a natural antifungal. That would help. There's all kinds of things in the stores. So it depends. Probiotics should help it if it's not at a really high level, but if it's at a high level, and you don't seem to get any benefit with the brain fog, then I would really look at a natural antifungal.
Wow.
Stuff with oregano.
Antifungal, it could be in your gut?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. That's a little creepy.
There's a lot in your gut that you don't know about.
I have an iron stomach, so I have to say, like, and which is probably not a good thing because there's nothing that upsets my stomach. I have an iron stomach.
I don't know. I think I do too. But let me tell you, every once in a while, there's something that, you know, just goes right through me. And
I just don't eat enough vegetables.
So. I always say that's my problem. I have an iron stomach and the only thing I don't like is blue cheese.
Oh, wow.
I know, isn't that weird?
Oh, God. Anyways, Brenda, this is really interesting, and thank you so much. Where do we find your book, and how do we become, get on the Skinny Gut Diet?
Go to skinnygutdiet.com. Barnes & Noble, Amazon has the book. You can go to brendawatson.com website. But go to skinnygutdiet.com website, but you can get the book anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'd love to have you back because I want to find out what's the most important thing, you know, that we need to know. So I would love to have you back. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Karen, and I hope it's Koenig, and we're going to be talking about outsmarting our overeating, okay? And she has her book about it's about boosting your life skills and end your food problems. So with that, we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give something away. I want to remind anybody listening from our morning show, if they call in right now with the word that we used this morning, they will be able to win something. So 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I've got a couple tickets to the last 5 years, and that's over at the Rubicon Theater. And it's starting January 21st through the 15th of February. And give us a call right now, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
I love it. I love it. Jennifer, you crack me up. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are talking about... We're talking about our food. We're talking about the new year and all the hidden things that we could be doing. And our next guest, Karen, is it Koenig?
Koenig.
Koenig. Okay, great. And she's going to be talking about her book, Outsmarting Overeating. I love when there's like a little ways to, you know, to do things that we can kind of get through that. And this is all about boosting your life skills and your food problems. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what do you say that troubled eaters will never end their food problems and if they don't improve their life skills?
Well, I encourage people to think about it as, what if their eating problems weren't really about food? What if it was about
emotional?
Well, not just emotional, but just not really doing well negotiating life, which is stress and distress and boundaries and balancing work and play. What if they did better at those things? My hunch after 30 years in the business is that they would do a lot better with food.
Wow. What is your business exactly?
I'm a clinical social worker in private practice.
Oh, yay. I'm an LCSW at Sherry. I love you.
I'm in Sarasota, Florida. I also do eating coaching. This is my sixth book, so I'm an author. I run a message board. I blog. I'm all about teaching people how to become normal eaters.
So have all your books been food related?
Yes.
So how do you have time, okay, to write six books? I wrote a book 5 years ago, and I still haven't gotten to my second book.
Well, you're busy on our radio show.
That's true. Right.
That's true. How do you do that, Karen? I know that's not the subject of our talk.
My first book was published in 2005, and so this is 10 years later. I'm 67. I have a private practice, and I love to write, so... I mean, I get to do the two things I really love to do.
And I think that's kind of what you're talking about is really, you know, finding your life skills. I mean, that's really what this show is all about is finding your passion, living your good life. You know, I love that you talked about boundaries. That's really like my new favorite thing in life.
I know.
Is
you
boundaries.
Don't even have a whole lecture today
when you just said that and I was going through your book earlier. Of course, there's always like some deep, dark secret as to why people do things that aren't good for themselves and all that. But sometimes, like you said, you're not organized enough to set boundaries and decide what's important for yourself. And that could really be the reason you're overeating. It might not be some horrible, dark secret that is hidden in your past.
That's your next title for your book.
There you go.
Boundaries and overeating.
I was getting my eyes checked the other day and I started talking and I get really nervous and she's looking at my eyes. I'm like, oh gosh, what does she see? It's my eyes. Like she's not looking really for anything.
I
can feel myself panicking. And she said, I do the same thing. Do you think something happened to us when we were young? And I said, no, I'm a control freak, not about other people, but of myself. And I've been bossing my whole life. There's nothing that happened to me. That's just who I am.
That's your makeup.
That's my makeup. Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm really interested, Karen. I have been learning about boundaries because we just had a talk before we started our show today about, you know, I'm one of those pleasers and givers and, you know, make sure everybody's, you know, taken care of. And I was last on the list. And now I'm kind of like, wait a minute. Let me see if all my stuff's taken care of. You know what? I can help you out a little bit, but this isn't as much as I can give you. I've got my boundaries now, and it's really changed my life.
I think my third or fourth book is called Nice Girls Finish Fat. Put yourself first and change your eating forever.
Oh my God! You need to send us all your books. We're gonna have to have you back on. This is great.
And it, in part that it's true. I mean, if you're doing for other people, then women feel guilty if they take time for themselves, but they don't feel guilty if they eat because that, you know, well, I have to eat anyway, or I'm just going to have a little pick-me-up.
Or and I deserve,
I'm entitled to, and, you know, frankly, we all deserve everything, but that's not how you make decisions in life.
Right.
Decisions on how can I best take care of this body and self that I love.
How did you get involved in this particular area, and what was your brightest moment?
For my first 30 years, was an overeater, dieter, lose weight, gain weight, you know, yo-yo, back and forth. And then I read a book about intuitive eating, which changed my eating, and worked on it, became a normal eater, and started running workshops, and then people wanted to see me privately, and I said, well, I have a master's in ed. I better go back to school, so I got an MSW. So that's sort of, every day is really a bright day. I don't know that I could say. Maybe the day I had my first book published, but I love what I do. I love writing. I love doing therapy and eating coaching. And my mission really is to help other people become normal eaters, because it's very doable if you look at all the angles rather than just, I have to restrict food.
You know, I know you talk about why don't diets work long term and how they can actually make people fatter. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, when you diet, what are you thinking about?
Food. You know what? That is so true. When I go, okay, that's it. I'm like, okay, now what's my next meal? You know, it is very true.
Yes. It focuses you on food. Your body thinks it's going into starvation mode because that's how our
brains
brains work. And the metabolism slows down. We feel deprived. We look at what other people are eating. We don't eat a lot usually during the day, and then our bodies say, come on, feed me, and we mindlessly overeat.
Wow.
Those are just some of the reasons that diets don't work. Dieting is the gateway behavior to overeating and binge eating.
Wait, what did you just say? Dieting is the what?
Gateway.
It's the gateway behavior.
Wow. What is the difference between compulsive and emotional eating?
Okay, that's a good one. Easy. Compulsive eating is when you're, in overtime watching some sports event and your arms going back and forth, up and down in the chips.
Yeah.
And it's really just mindless, and you get to the bottom.
That's
and
like
say,
popcorn.
Oh, who ate
popcorn.
Those?
I just, it's like, right. That's
actually,
gone?
You know, Chex Mix, it was called a TV snack, and that's why, because you could eat it and it did not interrupt your TV viewing. While you were eating it.
Nice. Okay. Emotional.
So mindless. Emotional eating is either consciously or unconsciously directed toward preventing a feeling, avoiding it, or minimizing it. Even though we may not realize that's what we're doing. I mean, anything from boredom to disappointment to anxiety. So they really are slightly different. Compulsive eating is really very mindless. The other, not so much. Sometimes you say, I'm upset, I'm going to eat. Of course, you're not really meeting the need, which is to soothe your upsetness.
Right.
So let me ask you a question. I deal with addiction. That's my specialty. So I deal with a lot of people that talk about obsessing about food. Like, they may not even have necessarily an eating disorder. Like, it's not time to put them in a clinic, for and anorexia or bulimia, but they do talk about this obsession with thinking about food and what they're eating. What kind of suggestion would you have for that person?
Well, it's funny. I was just reading something that talked about habits, that part of obsession is just a habit, but it goes this way with obsessions and compulsions. When we think about something, it raises our anxiety. So then we go to look for something that's going to reduce our anxiety, which is what we call a compulsion. So we eat, and it reduces our anxiety for the moment, and that's how habits are formed. That's the reinforcement.
So how do you get someone to tame their obsessional thoughts about food?
Well, a couple ways. One way is mindfulness and realizing that we are not our thoughts. You just notice the thought going by. I say to clients, pretend you're in a train station and you know what train you get from work to home. You don't, lots of trains go by. You don't get on any of them except the one that's going to take you home.
But you know, I don't mean to interrupt, but the mindfulness word is so overused. It's becoming like when people say I love you and they say I love you to everybody and it doesn't mean anything. I mean, is there another word that we could use? Because I'm telling you.
Choices.
Choices. Okay, I like that. I mean, it's just a little more energy to that word, because that mindfulness word, when I talk to my clients about that, they're like, okay, could you just give me something else?
Yeah,
I know. You sort of glaze over it because the term is overused. But if you think of the train analogy, you don't get on every train. And lots of trains go by. So you only hop on the thoughts that are going to take you where you want to go. And certainly obsessing about food isn't going to.
Right.
Distraction, substituting a behavior for the one you were going to do. What you don't want to do is continually tell yourself, I'm not going to eat that, I'm not going to eat that, because then the focus is on the eating that.
Mm.
Like if I said to you, okay, don't touch your face, you're going to think about touching your face.
Right. You know, do women have more of an eating problem than men?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Do women have more of an eating problem than men?
You know, there's such pressure for women to be thin that so often they don't have an eating problem until they start to restrict. Mm. So I would say yes, because of societal pressure.
Do you know anything about menopause or, you know, how, you know?
I know personally about it.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as, you know, I mean, you could be skinny all your life, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get up into your, you know, 40s, 50s, and all of a sudden, you know, they call it what, that, you know, little...
The tire,
yeah.
The muffin top,
there you go. All those names, you know. Men don't have those names, I don't think.
Because they don't think about it like women do all the time, I think.
Yeah. We have more hormonal changes than men do.
Right.
So that is something to be taken into account. But for all of us, as we get older, our metabolism slows down.
Yeah, I totally agree. So take us through, what would become some of the steps if we were going to be able to work with you?
I'm sorry.
What are some of the steps? What are some of the steps that we would do if we were working with you?
Well, I ask people to notice their behavior. I ask them to be curious and compassionate. Troubled eaters are notoriously hard on themselves. You know, they beat themselves up, they're ashamed, they feel guilty. So I ask them to only have two feelings, curiosity and compassion. And that really changes their whole view of themselves and their eating.
It's interesting.
I feel like we should keep food for sustenance. If you kind of like try, it's not to like make you happy or to make you feel better. It's you need it for sustenance to
right to make your motor run.
Exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree. Although, you know, and there's so many food that you can really enjoy it. Karen, where do we find more about you?
My website is KarenRKoenig.com, and that's K-O-E-N-I-G. My books are available. That's the 13th. My newest book, Outsmarting Overeating, is coming out, and it will be in bookstores and available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's already coming.
Great. If you could send me some of your other books, I'd love to have you back on to talk about them.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
Okay.
And, I thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I thank you. So, all right. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we've got JJ Virgin. She's been on my show. I love what she does. I follow a lot of her diets. I follow a lot of her amazing arms. She's got amazing arm book that's out, and she's got a lot of different books that are drop 7 Hidden Sugars, Lose Up to 10 Pounds in Just 2 Weeks. Sugar Impact Diet is a book that we're going to be talking about. And I'd love to have you stay with us right now when JJ Virgin comes on. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to give something away right now. How about Camelot tickets? That's January 15th through the 18th, and that's over in Thousand Oaks at the Fred Cavilla the show, right? And call
Cavalry
right
now. Theater.
I
great
thank
place.
You. I know. Yeah, it's a great place over there. Anyways, 805-419-0008. I don't want to also say they're also going to be at Granada in Santa Barbara, too. So we've got tickets for that. Anyways, stay with us. You're listening to The Brighter Side. We're talking from the 805 right now.
Sugar. When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much
Kim
for joining
us. Jokes on us.
You know.
We should give away a day in the studio because I think people would like to see what goes on here.
There you go. That's a great
but
idea.
You don't want our secrets out. Jennifer's vest today.
Yeah.
Or, I guess it's not a jacket. It's a vest.
No, it's a vest.
Yeah. We'll have to take a picture of it. I actually
really
did.
It's a faux vest.
Yeah.
I want it.
A faux. We were at a party the other night, and this man was wearing this fuzzy thing, and we were all kind of feeling it, and I just have to tell funny anyways. And so one of my girlfriends who's just, I tried to like take my blonde hair and put it on her head. She goes, "Too bad you didn't wear pants." And he goes, "Too bad." And his wife's like, "We're out of here."
Oh.
You know, because we're all like, you know.
Touching his fur. That's funny.
That's very funny.
Anyways, all right. Well, I am really excited. My friend JJ Virgin is coming on with us next. And she's got, I've had her on several times. And she's got amazing books. She's got a whole different thing. Today we're going to be talking about sugar impact diet. And she's got drop 7 hidden sugars, lose up to 10 pounds in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's like instant gratitude right there. Let's welcome JJ Virgin. And JJ, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, thank you. Tell us what's going on in your life and what's happening.
Oh, you know, I'm out on a little crusade to get people to stop eating so much sugar. But really, it's not that, I got to tell you. I think the deal is people are trying so hard and the companies are sneaking it in on us. So that's what I'm really on a crusade about.
Oh, wow. That's really true. Okay.
I just have to ask off, you know, a little random question. What is Life and Style Publishing? I always have my random questions. But what is Life and Style Publishing?
Oh, that's Grand Central. It's Hachette. Hachette's one of the biggest publishers in the world, I think.
Wait, what is it called? Hachette.
Hachette has a bunch of different, you know, so there's book publishers, and book publishers have what they call our imprint. So they have a big book publisher, and then they have all these little things, and they have different vibes. And so I'm under Life and Style, which is where Gwyneth is and some other.
Gwyneth, yep, we know.
And you know, all of us groovy people. I just put myself with them. See how I did that?
I love
it. I love
you
that.
Just celebritized
as
yourself.
You
wow. Yeah. I love it. No, because I wrote a book and I was just curious. I never heard of that.
No, I love it. So, JJ, okay, I mean, what do you mean they're hiding sugar in everything? And I love that.
What are those meanie poos doing hiding that sugar? So
hello.
Okay, so here's one that makes me insane is that you can put no sugar added on the label and have fruit juice concentrate in it.
Really?
So you can take, yes, or fruit.
That
or
sounds like it should be illegal.
You
know? Yeah.
It should be illegal. You should not be able to. Because I'm thinking of this little package. Okay, so think how silly this is. Little package of dried cranberry that says made in nature on the label. And it just shows you how they try to distract you. Because I'm thinking, well, where else would those babies be made? Like,
they're
made in
so
a lab?
So tricky, those marketing people.
Yeah.
People are like, ooh, made in nature. And then, you know, organic, all natural, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
well,
one.
Well, and it says no sugar added. Well, first of all, it's dried fruit. They're a sugar bomb anyway. It's candy. But then you flip it over and you find out it's worse because they actually used apple juice concentrate to sweeten those babies up. And
so either way, there's sugar no matter what. You know, my question is, I went to go get some yogurt with my daughter who's, you know, having twins, right? This
that.
Is going to
so
be a problem,
excited.
Okay? I'm like, I'm the grandmother. No, that's not going to work anymore. But, you know, I was like, which one of these don't have sugar? And she said, they're all sugar-free. I'm like, they're all sugar-free?
What, was this frozen yogurt?
Yeah.
Oh, BS. Because
see?
Yogurt, it's got sugar in it. There's no way those frozen yogurt.
And same with, right,
sugar.
Those fat-free creamers. Like, you could get a fat-free creamer, but then it's
loaded
with sugar, right?
Yeah, so you think fat-free, but
it
still
must not
have
a lot of sugar.
By the way, so here's one to remember. Fat-free usually means they added some caca in there, like sugar or artificial sweeteners, which are worse than sugar. So
I was reading that in your book.
Yeah, so fat-free equals high sugar. So then realize that if you've got high sugar or high artificial sweeteners, they're going to drive weight gain in the way of fat. You're going to get fat. So low fat equals high sugar, and high sugar equals high fat on your body.
JJ, I have a question. I'm looking at Kim's water bottle over there, and it looks like it has
oh God,
it has like
oh,
yeah.
What's in there?
It has flavor. I don't have my glass on. I'm too old to be able to read that. But
okay,
I have a question. What is? I don't drink water, so I know I have to. It's becoming an issue.
You don't drink? What do you mean you don't drink?
I just
water?
Don't. I drink iced tea a lot. I do.
Oh.
So
well, what kind of iced tea? Like green iced
well,
tea?
Well, unfortunately,
like,
you know.
Crappy iced tea.
I mean, probably like
Snapple.
What?
I know.
Busted.
So I need to be there and do an intervention.
I know. I need
know.
An intervention, JJ.
I need
a water. You. Like I would say, instead of saying, hi, my name is Sherry, I'm hi, my name is Sherry. I don't drink water.
And she, you know what? No, but you know what's interesting? She is talking about mine. I have sparkling water beverage, okay? And
oh,
it says that it has zero fat, zero calories, zero sodium, zero sugar.
What's in there? What's in there? Read
oh,
it.
God only knows.
What's in
hear.
It? Okay, it says carbonated water, citric acid, potassium, citrate, natural flavor, aspartame.
That's the killer every time.
That's the bad one, right?
Yep.
Well, let's can we just do a little
We have so
fast?
Much to talk about.
I know we do. Should we just get the artificial sweeteners out of the way and bash them fast and then we can get into important stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
But I will do this only if you will promise that you will throw that away.
I will throw that away. You got it.
Okay,
and are you going
to
give us
like,
ideas on water? Are
crash.
You going to help me with water ideas that I would like?
Yeah, we can help you. Well, first of all, why don't we put a little reward into you drinking water? So you track it down because we know what you measure you can improve. So you journal your water, and then you decide that you get a little present, you know, when you drink X amount of water.
Well, you know what? This is actually going to kind of lead into JJ's lemonade. Is that true?
Yeah, so JJ's lemonade is great if you have sugar cravings because sour actually takes your sweet tooth away and lemon helps balance blood sugar.
I was just reading that.
Yeah, and then you throw some glutamine in there and it makes you think that you had some protein, so it just keeps your cravings at bay. But we went off the artificial sweetener.
I know, I'm sorry.
It back
okay.
Over. You're all okay. About you. You made it all about you and your water.
I did. That is me. That would be me.
What about everybody else that was dying to know?
That's right. Okay, let's
Come
go
on.
Back. Yep.
But I bet there's a lot of people out there that just don't admit they're not water drinkers.
No, it's
well,
hard
know,
to drink
my
water.
With water drinking.
Okay.
If I don't carry it around in a cup and you want to do, you know, obviously one of the phthalate-free deals, if I don't carry it around, I won't drink it. So I just don't pay any attention. So I always make sure that I always have one with me so that I can track it, because, you know, it is very easy to just, like, go, oh, my gosh, I've totally forgotten.
Okay, I get jewelry if I drink how many cups?
That's right. Yeah, that's your thing. I love it. Now, I like fizz. Is that a problem?
I love fizz.
Oh,
okay. You want to hear the yummiest fizz ever? Oh, my gosh, I'm so hooked on this stuff. Is this drink? I'm actually having it right now. It's called Kavita, and it is fermented coconut water, so there's the sugar's out of it, and it is so amazing.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
It's great.
Okay.
For healing your gut. It's a prebiotic and probiotic, so that's, I mean, that's not water, but here's another great water. It's hint water. It is the most amazing, and they make this blackberry sparkling water. There's no sugar, no calories. It's all
Yum.
Natural.
Wait, who makes it?
Diet, well, Hint Water. The gal who
Kent Water.
CEO, hint. Hint.
Oh, hint.
The gal who was CEO, Kara Golden, her thing is drink water, not sugar. She was a diet soda addict, and her husband, like, called her out on it. So she started making this stuff at home using all this natural fruit essence, and then the neighbor kids took it to their houses, and then the moms wanted some of it. And there you go.
I like
so
it.
I have a question for you, JJ. I love sparkling water as well, but I just like it plain. I gave up drinking diet soda, and I replaced it with a can of seltzer water.
Well, let's get away from the can, because there's problems with that.
Okay, but so other ways that I can get that. When I was getting off the Diet Coke, though, it gave me that sensation, so it was easy to get off the Diet Coke.
Yeah, I love it. I do it all the time.
So you can drink just
big bottles of Bedois or Perrier.
And that's
fine. Where do you buy hint water?
Whole Foods.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And did you just say sparkling Perrier is good, too, with the flavors?
You know, Perrier or, by the way, Perrier has grapefruit Perrier.
Then I should just drink sparkling water.
And actually,
I can't believe this is like a revelation.
I know, isn't that crazy? I know. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining our little conversation here. Okay,
I know.
Our water
conversation. Oh my gosh, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of life. We're talking from the 805 right now. I've got JJ Virgin on. JJ, you're like, you know, I mean, we're kind of like, I love this kind of
JJ.
Talk.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, I love it. But we're talking about the sugar impact diet and how different sugars react differently in our body. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so I did this book because when I did the Virgin Diet, I got so many questions on sugar. And, you know, there's all this information out, okay, you should, you know, have 5 teaspoons of sugar a day, but that they're looking at it wrong, because it is not, you know, the teaspoons of sugar that are making the difference. It's the artificial sweeteners. It's the fast-acting carbs. You know, I mean, you can raise your blood sugar more with 2 slices of wheat bread and then 6 teaspoons of sugar. So what I decided to do was look at all the different things that impact, that create sugar impact, and that would be anything from gluten to skim milk, because it drives up when they pull the fat out, all you're left with is sugar, to artificial sweeteners, to fructose. And I created a new way of looking at sugar based on fructose and how much something raises your blood sugar versus nutrient density and fiber. And then I rated all these foods so that you wouldn't have to go, how do I figure this out? Because it was really, to be quite honest, a nightmare to figure out, because I had to make this big chart and scale everything. But I made everything high, medium, and low sugar impact. So all you have to do is you start out and you go, all right, I'm going to like find all my high sugar impact foods, which I have on my website. I actually have a little inventory. But you take your sneaky sugar inventory, you get the high sugar impact foods out, and you swap them for medium. So if you're doing a white potato, you have a sweet potato. If you were doing, say, white rice, you have brown rice. I mean, easy things. No one's going to miss them. And then you really focus on getting enough protein in your diet, like, you know, chicken and wild fish and grass-fed beef, and lots of healthy fats like avocado and raw nuts and seeds and coconut, and then loads of non-starchy vegetables and fibery foods like quinoa and lentils. So you focus on eating well so that you're not eating every 2 hours, eating silly things like muffins and snack packs and cookies. And then once you're through that, you go and you, because you should never try to go cold turkey with sugar, you taper down, and then you transition where you focus on eating all low sugar impact. And what's crazy is that's where the average person lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. But what's super cool there was they lost their sweet tooth. And when you get rid of your sweet tooth, you get back control, and it's no longer you white knuckling through, like, what do I do? I'm at a birthday party, and they've got this cake. You know, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Right, right. I just had my birthday, and I have my birthday cake. I should have brought it in for you girls to eat. No. But
you know, the good thing is I don't like the cake, just the frosting.
Okay, see, yeah, but you know what?
Oh, that's perfect then. Don't worry, because if you don't eat the cake and you just eat the frosting, it's actually fine, especially if you're standing up when you do it. Did you know that?
Are you serious?
Why? No, I'm not.
Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, that's terrific.
Oh my God. Oh, that was great. She was so excited for about a second.
I thought you could get away with something.
So much.
So I have a question.
She says, if I can have frosting standing up, it's perfect.
You know, JJ, a lot of my clients that, you know, struggle with all kinds of addictions, you know, they often replace the drugs and alcohol because there's so much sugar and alcohol with sugary food. So what can I say to them to help? You know, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a dietitian, I'm just a therapist and a coach, but how can I support their not getting into a cross addiction with sugary food?
Well, and it is a cross addiction. So here's the deal. The number one addiction in the country, if not in the world, is sugar. Mm. It is our number one drug of choice. There's no, and it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, little kids are getting juice and cookies. Apple juice has got more fructose than a Coke. So we've got clear indicators that, you know, this is a drug. And nothing drives me crazier. I live right near Betty Ford. And, oh, my gosh, people go, I'm sorry, I'm going to do a little naughty. But they go in there and they give them sodas and coffee and cigarettes. I'm like, what the heck? You know? So that's not the answer. The answer isn't to trade addiction because, you know, granted, you don't want to have someone be an alcoholic, but if you start then becoming a sugarholic, then you're going to get diabetes or heart disease or cancer or stroke or dementia because it is, you know, 70 different diseases linked with eating high sugar impact.
They should be giving away nuts at the meetings, nuts and coffee.
No, I'm kidding. Well, but you know, here's the thing.
Nuts and black coffee.
You have to deal with the biochemistry. You can't deal with the behavior. If you tell someone, you know what? Okay, you're gonna do some mantra. I won't eat the cookie. Forget it. You're gonna eat the cookie. But if you deal with how do you transition yourself off of this? How do you move yourself from being a sugar burner to a fat burner? How do you retrain your taste buds so sweet food doesn't taste good anymore? Then you get your control back. And if you don't do that, you're set up to fail.
Right, right. I totally agree. You know what? Tell us then all your books, just so I can share that with my listeners.
Okay, so I have my 6 weeks to sleep, listen, sexy book that I started with. That was my first one with
her arms. Yes,
my arms. But my big books are The Virgin Diet, which came out a little over two years ago, New York Times bestseller, and then the Virgin Diet Cookbook, which we also did a conversion guide so you could use it with the Sugar Impact Diet. Now I have the Sugar Impact Diet. So those are all New York Times bestsellers, and we have a Sugar Impact Diet Cookbook coming out mid this year. And I really built those two books to work together. They're different so that wherever you started, if like sugar, you know, you're one of those people that goes, I have a sweet tooth, I can't get over this, you would start with sugar. If you're one of those people who feels like they have food intolerance, which the Virgin Diet is all about, how hidden food intolerance is a real cause of weight gain. If you're one of those people with GI issues, joint pain, autoimmune issues, low energy, you're just going, something's not working here, you start with the Virgin Diet. But in reality, I think you should do them both. You know?
I'm just going to throw this out there. Okay, and we were talking to somebody else about it. Waistline fat, okay? How do we get rid of that?
Waistline fat. Well, so that's a different type of fat than, of course, hip and thigh, you know, booty fat.
Right.
Booty fat for gals we tend to have, and it's more because it's really our sex hormones. You know, we're estrogenic. We get booty, and thigh fat, it's actually healthier fat to have, but, you know, you can't tell us that. We're like, that's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but belly fat's easy to burn, but worse, more problematic in terms of your health. But it is the fat that tends to be more responsive to cortisol and insulin. So if you're stressed, not sleeping well, if you're higher insulin because of fructose in your diet, which can drive insulin resistance, or a higher sugar impact diet, then you will have issues with that. You cannot spot reduce it. You can try everything you want with sit-ups. That's just not going to do it. You do want to do weight training because weight training is so key for improving insulin sensitivity quickly. But it really is about managing stress and managing sugar impact. So belly fat is all about those things. And I will tell you that I noticed with myself, am I starting to get under stress? I'm like, because I don't eat any crap. So it's never an issue with food. I mean, I just don't. People are always like, what do you cheat with? I said, when you get to this point, and I used to be a total food addict, binger, blah, 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 anorexic, so it's not like I didn't have the issues. But you get to this point, you just don't care. It's a non-issue. No, you don't even, you break the hold. But if I get stressed, I'm like, yikes, there goes the belly fat.
So, wow. Yeah. I just can't seem to get rid of that.
Get rid of it. I've always had a little stomach. Yeah. I think I've mentioned that a few times. And
well,
I just don't,
you can also, there's one other thing that can give you a little belly fat, but not the belly fat you grab and hold. It's more the, like, I feel bloated. Now, obviously, I feel bloated. It can be food intolerance. It can be, you know, the sugar. But the reason the sugar impact can do it is because sugar and artificial sweeteners feed the bad bacteria in your gut. It's called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And what's crazy about that is when you feed the bad bacteria in your gut, you'll get more bloated as the day goes on, but you actually extract more calories from the food you eat and store them as fat.
Wow, really interesting. You know what, JJ, we're at the end of our show, but I want you to come back because I love talking to you.
Just getting started. Come on.
I know. Well, you know what? We'll just tell the next show, you know?
That's right.
I love it. No. JJ Virgin, where do we find out more about you?
Virgindiet.com is the best place to start.
All right. And I love her new book, Everybody Needs to Get One, Sugar Impact Diet. And thank you so much, JJ, for being a guest
thank
here on the Kim
you.
Pagano Show. All right, ladies, we are at the end of our show. I want to thank everybody and thank all of our callers. And, you know, again, I want to tell you of our new times. We're 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and 2 to 3. We've got lots more coming up for you. And, of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer someone else up. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805.
Walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey! Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Devilish woman.